Governor-elect Terry Branstad officially becomes Governor Branstad today. He'll be sworn in at 9 this morning during a ceremony in Des Moines. Of course, it's not the first time he's taken that oath. Branstad returns to office after having served as Governor of Iowa from 1983 to 1999. Branstad joins me in Iowa Public Radio's Des Moines studio now. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
As you look ahead to your fifth term as governor, how do you expect it to be different from when you served in the 80s and 90s?
Well, this is a very challenging time in both federal and state government because what government's been doing is unsustainable, and we've got to come up with a new way to do things. We find that government is spending more than it's taking in year after year. The federal government is piling up a huge debt, and our state as well has a significant budget shortfall. And that means that we need to appeal to people to look at how we can deliver public services in a more efficient way.
You've spoken a lot about the need to trim the state budget significantly, both during the campaign and since. How do you expect those cuts to affect the lives of day-to-day lives of Iowans?
Well, I think it's important to lead by example. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to cut the governor's office budget by about 15%, cutting the governor's security detail, cutting the staff at Terrace Hill. We're asking each department and agency to do that. We're asking them also to look at better, more efficient ways to deliver services using technology. And I just want to appeal to everyone to look at public service as not something to gain power, but as a way to deliver services and help other people.
I wanted to ask, you know, given the tragic events in Arizona last weekend, we've heard a lot of discussion the past week or so about political discourse and the tone of it in our society. I guess I'd like to know what's your sense of the climate here in Iowa, and is there anything that concerns you as you step back into state government?
Well, unfortunately, I think the tragedy in Arizona has a whole lot to do with mental health and identifying people that are mentally disturbed as opposed to politics. And I think it's wrong for people to try to point fingers at other people and say there's some political implications to this. I think we need to recognize there are some people in society who have some problems, and we need to be willing to identify and talk to the authorities about it, and people need to be willing to try to deal with those things. But I don't think it's appropriate to try to reach some kind of a political conclusion based on that. I really believe that we need to recognize that all of us that serve in public office are public servants, not masters of the people, and that the real ultimate bosses are the citizens and taxpayers, and that we need to respect them. And that's why I believe so much in having open meetings and open forums and meeting with people on a regular basis and listening to their concerns and truly trying to be a governor of all the people and one that really builds a consensus to get things accomplished. And I'm going to have a challenge because I have a split legislature, but I've worked with split legislatures before. I think that we all need to respect and recognize that we are servants of the people, and that goes for all three branches of government. I want to do my part to try to be humble and hardworking and respect the will of the people of Iowa.
Well, any final thoughts? Anything you'd like to
add?
Well,
it's an honor and a privilege to serve the people of Iowa. Never imagined I'd be doing this again after 12 years, but I'm excited about it. I feel I'm older and wiser. I'm better prepared than ever before to do this job. I want to do the very best job that I can.
Well, Governor Branstad, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
And good luck to you.
Thank you very much.